This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
So today, your space people return. The NASA astronauts that were stranded up in space, they were supposed to be there 10 days.
It's like Gilligan's Island.
A three-hour tour.
It was like 8 days. It was supposed to be 8 days in space. It's been almost a year now.
Can you even imagine? Nope. I don't think any of us can. They left at about 1 a.m. this morning, should be back in Florida about 6 p.m.
Right.
Now, aside from hugging your family and kissing your partner,
sure.
What's the first thing you want to do? Because immediately my mind goes to shower and leave me alone.
Shower would be good. I remember high school backpacking and I'd be out in the woods for a week. And
yes.
That shower felt awesome. Mm-hmm. But just a good meal, because you're eating space food.
In a little pouch.
Freeze dried. So just to have that real meal, like a slice of pizza or a big bowl of pasta or something.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah.
That would be it for me.
What do you think is more delicious? The last meal before they kill you or the first meal when you get back from space?
Oh, come on. It's the first meal.
Is it?
I can't even think about the last meal. That's got to be the worst tasting meal ever.
But you know that it's going to be the last thing you get to enjoy.
No, you can't. How can you enjoy that? There's no way.
I'd find a way.
I'm not hungry. What difference does it make at this point?
Just an amuse-bouche. Just a cracker. I had a big lunch. I'm just happy that they're getting these people back, because I would be completely bonkers.
Well, we talked about this before. Sure, I love working with you every morning. We spend a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm.
4.5 hours just in the studio alone. But, you know, eventually it does come to an end for the day and we go home and start over again.
Yeah.
But if we never left each other's side... There'd be bloodshed. There would be. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Don't even apologize. It's a testament to them. They must do really good mental health screening when they send these people up there, because they knew they could handle this.
Yeah, exactly. They are trained for that, just in case they get stuck. And yeah, more power to them.
But when they get back, they are going to say to their friends and family, like, good Lord, he ran out of stories by like day three.
That would be the thing to hear is like, okay.
I heard his knock-knock jokes.
What were you really thinking?
Ugh.
And I know he's wearing a spacesuit, but the gas, it's still...
Still.
Escaped.
A contained fart is still a fart.
Come on, NASA. You need to work a little bit of that department.